Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Thelina. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Let me tell you how I ended up 8 months pregnant and still working 12-hour shifts at my family's restaurant while my perfect sister lounged at her luxury apartment, living her best life on our parents' dime. You need to sit down for a minute, honey. You're swaying. My husband Derek's worried voice cut through the kitchen chaos as I balanced another tray of entrees. Can't. Table 12 is still waiting, and Mom will throw a fit if their food gets cold. The heat from the kitchen made my maternity uniform stick to my back as I pushed through the swinging doors. My ankles were so swollen they looked like water balloons. But Sandra, sorry, Mom, had made it clear that being pregnant wasn't an excuse for slacking off. Oh my God, you won't believe what Melissa just posted! One of the waitresses shoved her phone in my face. There was my younger sister posing in front of her new downtown apartment building, designer shopping bags in hand. Hash best parents ever hash living my dreams. Must be nice, I muttered, delivering steaming plates to my tables. While Melissa got her master's degree fully funded, plus a luxury apartment and spending money, I was working doubles to learn responsibility and appreciate the value of hard work. The vertigo hit as I was clearing dishes. The room tilted sideways and I grabbed the edge of the booth. That's it. Derek appeared at my side, steadying me. He worked as a line cook here. It's how we met. You're taking a break? She most certainly is not. My dad Robert's voice boomed from behind the register. Friday dinner rush is our busiest time. We're already short-staffed because your sister has that important networking event tonight. She's 8 months pregnant and has been on her feet for 10 hours, Derek argued. And we're very grateful for her help. Mom breezed by with her manager's smile. Everyone has to pull their weight in a family business. Speaking of which, Thelina, table 6 needs their check. I felt Derek tense beside me. We'd had this conversation countless times at home. How my parents treated Melissa like a princess while working me to the bone. How they'd paid for her education but expected me to earn my way. He hated seeing them take advantage of me, but we needed this job. At least until the baby came. The dizziness returned as I printed table 6's check. Dark spots danced at the edges of my vision. One of the other servers shot me a concerned look. Girl, you need to rest. This can't be good for the baby. She was right. My last doctor's appointment hadn't gone well. High blood pressure, signs of preeclampsia. I'd been told to reduce stress and stay off my feet. But try telling that to Sandra and Robert when their golden child needed her allowance. I pressed a hand to my swollen belly, feeling my daughter kick. Just a few more hours, I whispered. But as I watched Mom fawn over Melissa's latest Instagram post while I hauled dirty dishes, I wondered how many more hours I could take. The truth came out on a Tuesday morning. I was doing inventory in the office when Keith, our restaurant manager, left his email open. There it was, correspondence between my parents and Melissa's property management. They weren't just paying her rent. They were shelling out $3,500 a month for a downtown luxury apartment with a doorman and rooftop pool. I didn't mean for you to see that. Keith stood in the doorway looking uncomfortable. But since you have... There's more, isn't there? He hesitated, then pulled out a folder. Your parents have been manipulating the schedule for months, giving you extra shifts, marking you as requesting overtime when you didn't. They're using your salary to subsidize your sister's lifestyle. My hands shook as I flipped through the documents. Every time I'd asked for reduced hours due to my pregnancy, they'd guilted me about family obligations. Meanwhile, they were funneling thousands into Melissa's perfect life. I found them in the main dining room, cooing over photos of Melissa's latest vacation. $3,500? My voice cracked. That's what her apartment costs? Mom's face went white. Dad's turned red. You were snooping through private documents? Private documents showing how you're working your pregnant daughter to death to fund your other daughter's luxury lifestyle? Now wait just a minute, Dad started. No, you wait. I'm developing preeclampsia because you won't let me rest. My doctor says my blood pressure is dangerously high. But sure, Melissa needs a rooftop pool. You're being dramatic, Mom snapped. We've given you a job, haven't we? A way to support yourself? Support myself? You're taking my salary to pay for her shopping sprees. The room started spinning, my vision blurred at the edges. Honey? Derek's voice seemed far away. Thelina. I woke up in the hospital, monitors beeping. Derek clutched my hand while a doctor explained terms like severe preeclampsia and emergency C-section risk. Your blood pressure is critically high, she said. You need complete bed rest. No work, no stress. But the restaurant, Mom began, will be investigated for labor law violations. Derek's voice was ice cold. He pulled out his phone, showing screenshots Keith had sent. Forcing a pregnant woman to work excessive hours? Manipulating time cards? That's illegal. We were helping her learn responsibility. You were endangering her and our baby to spoil your other daughter. Derek stood. And now you're going to face the consequences. You ungrateful? Dad started toward Derek, but a nurse stepped between them. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Your daughter needs calm and rest. As my parents were escorted out, I saw Mom already dialing her phone, probably calling Melissa to complain about her horrible sister causing problems again. But for the first time, I didn't care what they thought. My baby's health was more important than their golden child's luxury lifestyle. As Derek pulled out his laptop to document everything Keith had shared, I realized this wasn't just about me anymore. This was about protecting my daughter from the same toxic family dynamics I'd endured. We're getting justice, Derek promised, squeezing my hand. For both of you. Keith arrived at the hospital the next morning with a thumb drive and stack of papers that would change everything. I've kept records of every schedule manipulation, every denied time off request, every altered time card. He spread documents across my hospital tray, plus emails showing they knew about your pregnancy complications. Derek's friend Michael, a labor law attorney, flipped through the evidence with narrowed eyes. This is clear wage theft. They diverted your rightfully earned wages to your sister while forcing you to work unsafe hours. They can't claim ignorance either, Keith added. I warned them about liability issues with an pregnant employee working these hours. Sandra said, and I quote, Thelina's stronger than she acts. Melissa needs our support right now. My sister's Instagram feed told the rest of the story. While I'd been hauling plates with swollen ankles, she'd posted about spa days, shopping sprees, and weekend getaways, all hashtagged #blessedbyfamily and #workinggirllife. Working girl? Michael snorted. According to these financial records, she hasn't held a job in 3 years. Your parents have been funding everything. A text lit up my phone. Mom, please don't do this to the family. We can work something out. Another from Dad. You're destroying everything we built. Think about your sister's future. They're scrambling, Derek said, showing me his screen. Local foodie groups were buzzing with whispers about labor violations at our restaurant. Former employees were coming forward with their own stories. Melissa's response? A tearful Instagram story about family betrayal and how some people can't handle seeing others succeed. Her followers ate it up, sending supportive messages about toxic siblings and jealous haters. But then Keith leaked the receipts. Literal receipts, showing how my parents had used restaurant profits and my wages to bankroll Melissa's influencer lifestyle. Her followers' tune changed quickly. You lived in a luxury apartment while your pregnant sister worked doubles? Your parents endangered your niece, nephew to fund your shopping sprees? Unfollowed. This is disgusting. Mom's damage control attempts only made things worse. Her post about supporting both daughters equally backfired when Keith commented with payroll records showing the wage disparity. Dad's rant about ungrateful children got picked apart by people pointing out the irony. The labor board wants to interview you, Michael said, scheduling a meeting. they're particularly interested in the documented health warnings your parents ignored. My phone buzzed again. Melissa, you're just jealous because Mom and Dad love me more. They gave you a job, didn't they? Not my fault you got pregnant and can't handle it. I showed Derek the message. He added it to Michael's evidence file without a word. Your parents' restaurant is facing serious fines, Michael explained, plus potential civil penalties for endangering a pregnant worker. The court of public opinion is already turning against them. Good, I said, watching another apologetic text from Mom pop up. Let them face the consequences. They're offering a settlement, Michael noted. Want to hear their terms? I thought about years of manipulation, of being worked to exhaustion while Melissa was handed everything, of my baby's health being risked for their favoritism. No, I replied. I want justice. The labor board's verdict came down like a hammer. $275,000 in fines for wage theft, labor violations, and endangering a pregnant employee. But that was just the beginning. Your parents' restaurant lost its top-rated status on every review site, Derek reported, cradling our 2-month-old daughter, Emma. Their business is down 60%. The headlines had been brutal. Local restaurant endangered pregnant worker to fund owner's other daughter's luxury lifestyle. Regular customers who'd watched me work while heavily pregnant were particularly angry, leaving scathing reviews about my parents' treatment of family. Melissa's influencer career imploded spectacularly. Her followers abandoned her after screenshots leaked of her texting Mom. So what if Thelena had health issues? My apartment's rent was due. She tried damage control with a tearful video about learning and growing, but the internet wasn't buying it. Several former employees are filing their own suits, Michael informed us over coffee at our new place. Your case opened the floodgates. Turns out you weren't the only one they exploited. Mom and Dad's attempts to save face backfired hilariously. Their apology post blamed their actions on trying to give both daughters different kinds of opportunities. The comments were merciless. Yeah, one daughter got opportunities for medical complications, the other got opportunities for shopping sprees. The location across town is available for lease, Derek mentioned one evening. You know, the one with the huge kitchen and garden patio? 6 months later, Emma's place opened its doors. Our farm-to-table concept, focusing on fresh local ingredients and family-friendly atmosphere, was an instant hit. The irony wasn't lost on anyone that we'd named it after the baby my parents had endangered. Table for two? I greeted customers at our packed opening night. Our chef's preparing something special tonight. Through the kitchen window, I could see Derek expertly plating dishes. Keith, who'd quit my parents' place to join us as manager, efficiently directed the staff. Every employee got fair wages, reasonable hours, and full benefits. Everything my parents had denied their workers. Your old restaurant's filing for bankruptcy, Michael mentioned during a lunch rush. They lost too many customers, and the legal fees. Melissa had moved back home after losing her apartment and sponsorships. Last I heard, she was actually working for a living for the first time in her life. Mom and Dad's social standing in the restaurant community was destroyed. Turns out endangering your pregnant daughter's health doesn't play well with family values customers. Mommy up, Emma demanded from her playpen in my office. I scooped up my healthy, happy girl, remembering the doctor's warnings about what could have happened if Derek hadn't stood up to my parents. Your parents sent another apology letter, Derek said that evening as we counted the day's receipts. Our profits were double our projections. I dropped the unopened letter in the shredder, watching it turn to confetti. Some things don't deserve forgiveness. Through the dining room windows, I could see our patio full of happy customers, families enjoying meals together. The sight of parents treating their children equally, with love instead of manipulation, told me I'd made the right choice. Ready to head home? Derek asked, wrapping his arms around us both. I looked around at everything we'd built, not through handouts or favoritism, but through honest work and mutual support. We are home. If you discovered your parents had been exploiting your labor to fund your sibling's luxury lifestyle while endangering your unborn child's health, Would you ever consider forgiving them? Or do you believe some betrayals are truly unforgivable? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Your perspective on family loyalty versus self-preservation could help others facing similar difficult choices.